Señor presidente,
Mr. President
de los Estados Unidos de América,
of the George United States of America, Bush, George W. Bush,
muy distinguidos integrantes de su delegación,
distinguished members of the delegation,
mis compañeros de gobierno,
friends from the government,
muy distinguidos periodistas,
distinguished journalists,
internacionales y de Colombia,
who have come from other countries and from Colombia.
Quiero dar de nuevo la más cálida
I would like to welcome again
Bush.
In the warmest fashion possible. I would like to welcome his delegation as well. During the working lunch we have just had, at the end, I was able to read some beautiful paragraphs from Bolivar, the Liberator.
En la Carta de Angostura,
one in the Charter of Angostura, where he actually was talking about the creation of the American nation
de la libertad,
around or on the basis
alrededor de la
of
tolerancia,
freedom, tolerance,
y alrededor de hacer de la ley general
and of having
una respuesta
a general
al interés colectivo
law
a través
that
de la
would respond
individual.
To common interest through individual wills.
Otra bellísima mención del Libertador.
The Liberator also mentioned a very nice paragraph during the Constituent Assembly in Bolivia on the legacy of President George Washington.
Que las relaciones entre
I was saying that the relations between the Colombian people and the American people
son unas relaciones sólidas.
Are sound.
De gran entendimiento alrededor
we
de los
have mutual understanding
desde el
on democratic values
de nuestras
since
dos
the birth
estatales.
Of our two states.
Esta visita
this
nos
visit
enaltece.
Is a reason
nos
for being proud.
La confianza en nuestras relaciones.
We will trust even more on our relations and the Colombian process, and we would like you to thank you very warmly, President Bush.
Colombia,
you have come to Colombia
en un momento de agitación por
at
el
a time
de paz.
Of unrest because of the peace process
en un momento
that is taking place.
De
you have come at a time of revelations
que agitan muchísimo
that
el debate público.
Really have motivated a
pero que
public
se están dando
debate.
Por una razón.
But they are taking place
porque
because of one reason, and that reason is that our policy on democratic security has tried to defeat terrorism in the guerrillas, in the paramilitaries,
porque nuestra política de seguridad
because our democratic
se ha
security policy
restablecer la plena vigencia
wants to reestablish democratic institutions fully in Colombia.
Estas revelaciones se dan
and these revelations are taking place
ley de justicia
because
y paz
our law on justice
exige
and peace
la verdad.
Requires and demands
exige la verdad
truth,
para que el país conozca
truth
la
so that
de la
the country will know the dimension of the tragedy we
para
have gone through, truth
libre
to prepare us
libre
for a future free of the guerrillas, the paramilitaries, and the drug traffickers. The law on justice and peace that is being enforced has been discussed
de aprobación en el Congreso.
In Congress. Throughout its approval process, and it has been discussed during its implementation and has three elements that makes it different from former legislation in Colombia and in the world. Number one, justice. There will be no amnesty for crimes against humanity. This law requires reparations to take place, and there is no other single country in the world other than Colombia that might say that in order to have shorter sentences within a law of peace, the perpetrators are required to hand in their assets so as to repair the victims. And that has never happened anywhere else in the world. There are two countries in Latin America that tried to compensate for the problems of the victims under dictatorships, but with money coming from the budget. Here we will strive to give them all the assets that the perpetrators have. It is truth, justice, and reparations, and these are the three key elements of our legislation. This country has an independent justice system, Mr. President, which makes our democracy different. The decision of my administration in this process of institutional recovery is total support for justice, so that Colombia may finally overcome the time of terrorism. I would like to go back in history. For 30 years, the Marxist guerrillas actually hit Colombia, and they proposed a social revolution, and they produced even more poverty. They proposed more democracy, and they were assassinating and murdering the mayors and the council members, and they were actually killing democracy. These guerrillas ended up being financed by drug traffickers, and there are many people in many regions of Colombia that were not protected by the state, and now they feel protected thanks to our security policy. The growth of the guerrillas and the lack of a state protection for our citizens resulted in these guerrillas producing the paramilitarism, and that these paramilitary phenomenon started committing the same crimes, atrocious crimes, as the guerrillas. The Marxist guerrillas brought to Colombia the validity of combining all sorts of struggle. They infiltrated universities, the labor movement, and the peasant movement. They infiltrated very important sectors of intellectual movements and journalists, and they infiltrated politics. The same guerrillas planted a hatred amongst the classes. They wanted to eliminate the foundation of solidarity on which this nation was built. The guerrillas taught the paramilitaries to combine all sorts of struggle. And what happened then? Some of these guerrillas actually signed an amnesty, but they were not required to tell the truth, which is something we are requiring now. So they didn't say which were the sectors of the civil society that had been infiltrated. These guerrillas were not demanded to give reparations to the victims, as we are asking for now. And these guerrillas were able, in spite of having committed so many atrocious crimes, to get an amnesty for atrocious crimes, amnesty that is not given out today for these crimes against humanity. The peace process that we are undertaking with the characteristics of truth, justice, and reparations actually set the limits for peace processes in the future. We have been very rigorous in this process. It has been a very serious process, and the world and Colombia will know that the processes in Colombia in the future with the guerrillas such as the ELN and FARC should require, as we are requiring today, truth, justice, and reparations. I would like you to know, Mr. President, that our commitment is the full defeat of terrorism and the total recovery of justice and of democratic institutions. We are working with a model of state. We are not dismantling the state, as has been done in many Latin American countries throughout the 90s, nor are we proposing a state-dominated government. We do not accept the dismantling of the state or state monopolies. What we are building is trust for private investment in Colombia, and at the same time, we are demanding social responsibilities. We see in trust a way of investing in our country. In investment, we see a development tool, and in growth, we see a possibility of overcoming poverty and building equity.
Llega usted a Colombia.
You have come to Colombia, Mr. President,
para el continente una tesis necesaria.
With a thesis which is necessary for our continent, and that is the diversification of the energy basket. After Brazil, Colombia is the second country in the continent in the production of biofuels. We have created the tax incentives. We have approved the regulations in agreement with the standards of the World Trade Organization. There are projects that are producing more than 1,000 liters of ethanol in Colombia, and there are many more that are being installed. We have 6 million hectares in the Orinoco department, and these are savannas in general, that we can use for biofuel production without destroying a single tree in our jungle.
Hemos agradecido al
we have thanked the President of the United States of America and his delegation for the support given to Colombia through the Plan Colombia. The fight against the drug trafficking has received support, practical support, and your support.
De su antecesor, el
the support
Clinton,
of President Congreso, Clinton, the support of your Congress, your enthusiastic support,
Bush,
Mr. President, have been very practical and have helped the struggle of the Colombian people against
Tuvimos
the drug trafficking. We have the
opportunity
of discussing very important issues as well, such as the agenda against poverty,
sociales,
our social goals, our program of forest rangers families, which is unique in the world, that is paying 50,000 peasant families so that they can protect the jungle free of drugs, and so that they can recover the jungle where it has been destroyed. We have discussed our trade agreement again,
and
political possibility of integration, and far away from ideological sectarisms that is trying to look for opportunities of investment and employment and with dignity and social security programs. Thank you very much, Mr. President, for coming to Colombia. I am very proud of my fellow countrymen. When you could come here after landing at the airport, going through this beautiful landscape, and was able to go to Plaza de Bolívar and to this palace. I am very proud, Mr. President, that the world may see
como este pueblo
how
colombiano
the Colombian people is overcoming nowadays the great difficulties that we have suffered in the last years. And again, thank you so much for your visit, sir.
Well, Mr. President, thank you very much for your kind words and for your invitation. Laura and I are thrilled to be back in your country again. I've been really looking forward to coming to this beautiful capital city, and I thank the people of Colombia for such a generous welcome. We did have an extensive conversation, but that's what you'd expect when friends sit down at a table together. I bring the greetings of the United States. The people of this country, my country, care deeply about the human condition. We believe strongly in human rights, human values, just like you believe in them. We're two strong democracies, and we've got a lot in common and a lot of values that we share. So this visit advances those values. I listened very carefully to the President when he was expressed concern about the immigration laws of the United States. He was most eloquent and his concern about Colombians who live in the United States, and I assured him that a top priority of my administration is the passage of comprehensive immigration reform. I will work with both Republicans and Democrats to get a comprehensive bill to my desk as quickly as possible, Mr. President. We talked about the benefits of expanding trade so that people in both our countries can benefit. The United States is Colombia's largest trading partner. Colombia is the second largest market in Latin America for U.S. farmers. Trade is beneficial to both countries, and it can grow even more with the free trade agreement that we signed in November. I told the President that I will work hard for the passage of that important piece of legislation. I believe that a trade package with Colombia is in the interests of both our nations, Mr. President. I'm looking forward to visiting with some Afro-Colombians today to talk about social justice programs. The reason I do is because it's very important for the people of South America and Central America to know that the United States cares deeply about the human condition, and that much of our aid is aimed at helping people realize their God-given potential. And so we'll talk about programs all aimed at giving people a chance to realize their dreams, Mr. President. And you described many of those programs at lunch, or your cabinet described many of those programs at lunch, and I was most impressed by the strategy of your administration and the vigor and the energy of your cabinet. I'm looking forward very much to talking up and continuing to work with you to defeat the drug lords and narco traffickers, narco terrorists. You recognize, like I recognize, that the most important function of state is to provide security for its people. You cannot tolerate in a society the ability of people to take innocent life to achieve political objectives. And so I appreciate your steadfast strength, and so do the people of this country. I'm looking forward to working with you on the second phase or the next phase of Plan Colombia. We're going to work with your government to continue to fight drug trafficking. The United States has an obligation to work to reduce the demand for drugs and at the same time work to interdict the supply of drugs. There's a lot we can do, but part of it is to help you exercise control over all your territory, is to strengthen the rule of law, and to expand economic opportunity for the citizens, and we want to help. The Plan Colombia recognizes the importance of protecting human rights. I appreciate the President's determination to bring human rights violators to justice. He is strong in that determination. It's going to be very important for members of our United States Congress to see that determination. And I believe if given a fair chance, President Uribe can make the case. If the Colombia government continues to make progress, it's going to earn greater confidence from all its citizens and greater respect in the international community. You've set high expectations for your nation. I appreciate your determination. And I'm proud to call you a personal friend and to call your country a strategic partner of the United States. Thank you for having me. Okay.
Por favor, ¿quién de ustedes asigna la palabra de acuerdo con...
Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon.
Mi nombre es Evelyn Anzola.
My name is Evelyn Anzola. I'm a journalist from Radio Santa Fe.
President ¿cuál es su opinión sobre el manejo que el gobierno colombiano le ha dado al escándalo de los vínculos de políticos y funcionarios of the politicians involved in drug trafficking and the paramilitaries, because we know that there are many more members involved with the paramilitaries. Up to what extent do you support President Uribe, given the fact that most of these paramilitary heads are drug traffickers? And finally, the U.S. will insist on extraditing these people.
I support a plan that Says that there will be an independent judiciary analyzing every charge brought forth, and when someone is found guilty, there's punishment. That's the kind of plan I support. It happens to be the kind of plan the president supports. In other words, there's no political favorites when it comes to justice, that if someone's guilty, they will pay a penalty. And the best way to assure that that penalty is fair and the justice is fair is for there to be a court independent from politics. And so when I asked this very same question to the president about the news I've been reading in Washington, D.C., the same questions he's going to be asked when he and his government come to talk to our Congress, he answered just like I described. He said, we have an independent court, we've got a firm law, people will be held to account, whether or not they're, you know, no matter what political party they may or may not be associated with. That's what the people of Colombia expect. That's the kind of justice they're going to receive. Listen, this country's come through some very difficult times. And the best way to heal wounds is for people to see fair, independent justice being delivered. And I believe that's the kind of justice this government will do. Deb.
Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill are finding it disconcerting that the number of U.S. troops deployed keeps climbing. Even the budget revisions that you announced a couple days ago ordered up more. I'm wondering, do you think that the Americans, citizens should now look at the troop buildup that you announced in January, the 21,500, as merely the starting point? And
go ahead.
And President Uribe, with all the talk about Chavez, could you tell us your opinion on whether you think his influence in the region is overstated?
What is my opinion on?
With all the talk about Chavez, could you tell us how much you, if you think that his influence in the region is overestimated or exaggerated?
The troop announcement I made was over 20,000 combat troops. Secretary Gates and General Pace went up to Congress and testified to the effect that those combat troops are going to need, you know, some support. And that's what the American people are seeing in terms of Iraq, the support troops necessary to help the reinforcements do their job. My hope, of course, is that Congress provides the funding necessary for the combat troops to be able to do their job without any strings attached. Secondly, in terms of Afghanistan, I did announce, as a result of a review of our policy, an additional 3,200 troops. But in addition to that, the troops that you're referring to are going to be part of a training and embedding mission that I did also discuss during that strategy, although I didn't have any details of the troops.
Colombia
es un aliado leal de los Estados Unidos. Ally to the States, and it shows solidarity towards Latin America as well. We have promoted more integration with the USA through Plan Colombia and the Free Trade Agreement, and more integration with Latin America as well. The Andean community, it has been led by Colombia and has an agreement signed with Mercosur. We have contributed to the creation of the South America Union. Colombia has been recently accepted as the main member of a Plan Panama Puebla. So we are looking also for a trade agreement with Canada. We are about to close negotiations with three Central American countries. And as you can see, this is our democratic and loyal international policy.
Países hermanos,
with
cultivamos
our
las mejores relaciones.
Sister countries, we have the
respetamos
very good relations. We respect and we ask everyone to respect the guiding principles of international public law, as well as the respect for the autonomy in each country and the principle of non-intervention.
Nos tenemos que ayudar todos,
we have to help one another in promoting freedom,
en la superación de la
and
pobreza,
in overcoming poverty,
en la conquista de la seguridad,
and in conquering health.
No puedo dejar de referirme a la
I
pregunta
have to mention something about the question that was asked to
Bush.
President Bush.
Primero,
number one,
debe saber el mundo entero
the whole world
que este
must
país
know
estuvo afectado durante 30 años por guerrillas marxistas.
Affected for 30 years
que esas guerrillas penetraron la política,
guerrillas, that these guerrillas
el periodismo,
infiltrated politics and journalism,
el movimiento
that
sindical,
they infiltrated the labor movement,
penetraron la universidad,
and labor unions, universities,
y nunca se exigió la verdad,
and the truth was never demanded, which is something we have to demand in the future. Number two, the world must know that many, during these years, some regions in Colombia were not protected. Number three, the world must know that the guerrillas and the lack of protection was what generated the paramilitarism. Number four, the world must know that this administration is the first one that has started fighting directly against the paramilitarism. There is a political discussion
pero
going on,
but enormemente the la agresión paramilitar.
A paramilitary aggression has down,
¿por qué?
Gone down
porque la ley
radically.
De justicia
why?
Y paz
because the law on justice
ha llevado
and peace
a la gran mayoría de los líderes paramilitares
has led
a la cárcel.
Most of, or has
porque nuestra política
in most
de seguridad
of the paramilitary leaders being in jail
ha dado de baja
because our
a más de
security policy has
de las organizaciones
paramilitares. Eliminated more than 1,700 of these paramilitary groups,
groups
members, and I'd like to have so many people from other countries in Colombia present here to be able
de
to say that most of the
juzgan,
crimes that are being tried
con
and prosecuted happened before my administration,
para poder afirmar que la seguridad
to
democrática
say that democratic security
ha venido recuperando la transparencia en los procesos electorales
recovering
de
the transparency in electoral
las elecciones del año pasado.
Last year's elections,
la oposición a mi gobierno no tiene una sola queja de falta
opposition
de garantías.
To my has
pudieron
not
visitar
even
todos
one
los lugares
about lack of
que
guarantees.
En el pasado
they were able to visit
estaban vedados.
All the places with, which in the past were not possible
porque
to visit.
En una parte el control
because on the one
no
hand
permitía,
there was control by the guerrillas and there was
no
also paramilitary control in other regions and they couldn't visit
los
these
candidatos
places.
A la presidencia en las elecciones
candidates
de 2006
running for the presidency in 2006 received effective guarantees.
Visitaron todo el
they
país.
Were able to visit the whole country.
Se notó el efecto de la política
and the
de seguridad
effect
democrática
of the democratic security
no
policy was quite evident because there were no pressures against them
la única
by the
presión
terrorists.
En las elecciones del
the
2006
only pressure in the
fue
year
contra
2006
electores que apoyaban mi candidatura
were against the people who supported my
del sur del
campaign
país.
In the departments in the southern part of the country where FARC, together with the drug traffickers, introduced
a
strike, and they threatened those who were going to vote for me. And this is something that the world should be aware of. And there were candidates to Congress and the presidents from all ideological movements.
El mundo debe saber
the world must also
que el
know
que ha exigido la verdad es el
that
gobierno.
It is a government that has asked for the truth.
Que es
that
el impulsor de la ley de justicia
the,
y paz.
The government is promoting the
que el gobierno
law
es el que tomó las decisiones
that it is this administration that has made the decision of dismantling the criminal machinery of the paramilitaries, that it was the government who made the decision to put them in jail, that it is this government that has made the decision that they have to give out their own assets to for the reparations of the victims, and that it is the government that has made the decision of supporting justice fully. For the first time, the Supreme Court of Justice in Colombia, which is an independent branch, has its own investigators.
Gracias a la voluntad
thanks
del gobierno
to
de apropiar
will
los recursos
of this administration
para ello.
Of funding
aquí
this
estamos desmontando
group.
Lo que
we
se engendró durante muchos años.
What was built for
durante
many
más
years,
de tres décadas,
for more than three decades,
el terrorismo fue avanzando en la toma de territorio de Colombia.
In taking
el terrorismo
Colombia,
fue avanzando en la supresión de las libertades, en la amenaza
in
a los periodistas, en el asesinato de los líderes sindicales,
in assassinating labor union
y de
leaders.
Todo ello nos estamos recuperando.
We are actually
este
making
debate
progress.
Obliga también a entrar en anécdotas.
So I think I have to tell
hace
an anecdote as well.
Fui preguntado si el
not
gobierno apoyaba
ago, I was asked
la
if the
transmisión
government
directa
supported
en la televisión
direct transmissions on TV of the hearings
where
the paramilitaries are being tried before the prosecutors. And I said that the government supported this transmission alive and direct because that is the way to get the truth.
Esto es, aquí, en lugar de existir temor a la verdad, lo que ha habido es apoyo a la verdad.
Instead of being afraid for telling the truth,
en lugar de buscar esquinas a la justicia, lo que ha habido es apoyo a la justicia. Por ejemplo, hablemos del director del DAS.
Let's talk about the director of the security agency. Cuando él salió del DAS, when he left,
contra él no había denuncias,
there were no
de vínculos con el paramilitarismo.
Links with paramilitaries against him. And he was then accused of facts that were known months after he left this agency, the security agency.
Tengo que entrar en estos temas porque son temas que hoy cobran mucha trascendencia en el debate internacional. Ha dicho el ministro de Defensa.
The Minister of Defense has said that
militares que llegaran a aparecer vinculados con organizaciones terroristas serán inmediatamente separados del cargo. Pero lo que no podemos incurrir es en el juego que quieren los amigos de las guerrillas de que debilitemos las fuerzas militares. No las vamos a debilitar porque es el único camino que tenemos para tener un país sin guerrillas y sin paramilitares.
Without any guerrillas and without any paramilitaries.
There are members,
if they are members of this government that have any links to these organizations, will be immediately removed from their offices.
And so I am concerned
for the question asked by the journalist, and he said, and this is not correct,
that there are many members of the government related
or with links to paramilitary groups. And this is a contradiction because this is the first government
que empezó a perseguir militarmente a los paramilitares, que ha dado de baja paramilitares y que los tiene en la cárcel. Vamos a acabar con los paramilitares y vamos a acabar con las guerrillas. Porque lo que no podemos caer es en el juego de que un escándalo paramilitar frene la realidad de unos resultados de política y de seguridad democrática. El señor ministro de Defensa decía en el almuerzo
como a los 20,000 contribuyentes más ricos de Colombia
se les está derramando un nuevo impuesto para que contribuyan a la consolidación de la seguridad democrática. Y vamos a ir con la exigencia de la verdad sin temor a riesgos. Y eso es lo que marca la diferencia. Aquí, cuando yo era candidato a la presidencia, se me leyó parcialmente el discurso. Se me escuchó cuando decía que Colombia tenía que acabar con la guerrilla.
Colombia had to eliminate the guerrillas, but perhaps I was misunderstood because I also said that the only way was to recover the institutions and hence that we had to eliminate the paramilitaries as well.
On August the 7th,
I will have been 5 years in power and
y lo digo ante un gran aliado, el presidente de los Estados Unidos, y ante el mundo, a través de esta gran presencia del periodismo internacional, no ha habido una sola hora de este gobierno en que no hayamos dado la batalla contra la guerrilla, contra el paramilitarismo, contra el narcotráfico. Nuestro único objetivo es una Colombia sin esas planas. Nuestro único objetivo es una Colombia que recupere vigorosamente la presencia de las instituciones. Aquí no hay nada que esconder. Aquí hay una lucha para desmontar el terrorismo y que le quede claro a todos los visitantes de la prensa internacional.
Buenas tardes. La pregunta para el señor presidente Bush. La guerrilla Las FARC en Colombia tiene varios secuestrados con propósitos políticos desde hace muchos años. Se está planteando en Colombia la posibilidad de un acuerdo humanitario para lograr la liberación de otros de tres ciudadanos de su país. Esta semana, su subsecretario, señor Shannon, dijo que Estados Unidos sería feliz si se pudiera lograr una solución por la vía del acuerdo humanitario. Mi pregunta concreta, señor presidente Bush, es: ¿usted y su gobierno van a impulsar una alternativa de acuerdo humanitario para lograr la liberación de estos secuestrados, inclusive sus tres ciudadanos americanos, por esta vía como alternativa a una acción militar? Y seguidamente con eso, presidente, ¿o es cierto que ustedes, hoy los dos presidentes, hablaron de reforzar una acción militar para su recuperación? Y usted no respondió a la anterior pregunta, señor presidente Bush, si usted va a insistir en la solicitud de extradición de los jefes paramilitares en Colombia.
Extraditing the paramilitary heads from Colombia.
In terms of the extradition, I'm going to work with President Uribe. We've had good relations. We're friends. We've worked very closely on the extraditions. And so it will be a government-to-government decision. In terms of the hostages, I am concerned about their safety. I'm worried about their families. These are three innocent folks who have been held hostage for too long, and their families are concerned about them. We hear from their families, and you know their kidnappers ought to show some heart. What they ought to show, and I've obviously discussed this with the president and. He's developing strategies that will hopefully bring them out safely. That's all I ask. It's amazing, isn't it, to be living in a society where you've got part of your country where people just kidnap and somebody who's here trying to help without any regard to whether or not how their family feels. So that's what I think about, sir. What's on my mind about those hostages. Obviously, I'd like to see them come out safely. Matt.
Yes, in your assessment, what, if anything, was accomplished at the Baghdad Regional Conference, and what are your expectations for future rounds? Also, do you believe that Iran and Syria were serious in their post-conference statements that they want to help stabilize Iraq? And if that is true, do you see the possibility of opening the way towards more formal direct contacts with those two countries?
I'm the kind of person that likes people to say something and then do it. Then we'll react. Words are easy to say in politics and in the international diplomacy. If they really want to help stabilize Iraq, there are things for them to do, such as cutting off weapon flows and or the flow of suicide bombers into Iraq. There's all kinds of ways to measure whether they're serious about the words they uttered. We, of course, welcome those words. Those are nice statements, and now they can act on them. The conference got people in the neighborhood to say positive things about the young democracy. In other words, people are now committed publicly to helping Iraq, which was, I thought, very positive. I think the other benefit from the conference is that the government gained some confidence. There was this young democracy, had nations from around the neighborhood and around the world come and talk to them in a way that was constructive and positive. You know, part of the success in Iraq is going to be whether or not this government has got the confidence necessary to make hard decisions. They're learning what democracy is all about. They've come from a tyranny to democracy in a pretty quick period of time. And I believe the conference will give the different factions inside Iraq the confidence necessary to do the hard things to reconcile, and the government the confidence necessary to make the decisions so that reconciliation can happen. So it was a positive outcome. And in terms of the expectations of the next meetings, we'll see. But The point is that the momentum made in the first one can be carried over to the second one. Secretary Rice will be going to that meeting. In other words, it's a step up in, I'm not dissing anybody, but it's a step up in the pay grade, let's put it that way. And I think Condi is going to will take an agenda that will help advance this young democracy, and she's going to work with the other nations to do so. Gracias, señor presidente.
Gracias, presidente.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.